133882, the talkback number. It is $38 million in compensation to John Holland for the building of the Perth Children's Hospital, a good deal. It's less than $300 million, though, John Holland claimed they were seeking back in 2018. In Parliament today, the Finance Minister said avoiding a potential two-year trial that was meant to start in March next year could have cost an additional $27 million on top of the $38 million. Joining me now, Steve Thomas, the Shadow Treasurer. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ollie. Season's greeting to you and all of your listeners.
Is this a good deal?
Well, it's a deal, I'll say that for it, Ollie. I mean, the government was absolutely furious and fighting a few years ago. They were actually going to sue John Holland for $17 million at one point. And now they've got a deal struck where they will pay John Holland $38 million. The biggest issue, of course, Ollie, is that none of us get to see exactly what went on. The veil of secrecy under which Mark McGowan operates is firmly in place, and everything is kept secret at the moment.
Last week, they said they'd come to a confidential agreement just via media statement. Today, the finance minister told the parliament at least it was $38 million. Can you understand why they didn't tell us last week, but they have now told us that the total this week?
No, it makes no sense at all, Ollie. I mean, last week, they thought it was absolutely secret. This week, it's only partly secret. Surely they knew the rules before they started. And obviously, I'd say that there's been a fair bit of pressure on them. And people are saying that not coming up with a figure and not telling the people of Western Australia what's going on is just not acceptable. So they've given us a figure. Okay, that's fine. But they're still not telling us what's going on. There's still no discussion around what went wrong. And I'll make this point, Ollie, for all the complaints about the Perth Children's Hospital and the current government, the previous government, I had a look at the ministerial statement that went out this morning. Yeah. And it said, the bottom line is this: the state of Western Australia is proud of the Perth Children's Hospital, a world-class facility. So, you know, there should be a fair bit of credit going around as well as a fair bit of blame. The previous government built a world-class facility acknowledged by the current government. There have been some contracting issues, and the biggest issue is not ultimately the $38 million that the McGowan government has to pay, because it's got a $6 billion surplus, remember, to play with. The problem is the lack of clarity, the lack of information. Mark McGowan came along in 2017 and said he would provide gold standard transparency, and I see no gold standard transparency in this one, Ollie. I think it's lead standard.
Well, this was the comment he made in 2019, and before all of this was going to head to the courts, obviously early next year.
We will fight this claim because West Australian taxpayers deserve the best representation and deserve the state government standing up to this company.
So they were going to stand up. The government was going to stand up to John Holland. Now they basically rolled over, Steve.
Yeah, they were going to stand up, and now they're lying back down. And that's where the government is. And again, Ollie, if they were honest, if they were telling us what was really going on, they might be able to justify why they've done this backflip. I mean, it's another backflip from Mark McGowan, but it's the arrogant, dismissive attitude that we see all the time now, and that I think has got far worse, in that he's just not going to tell the people of Western Australia what's going on, what the truth is. And we see it all the time now, whether it's Bankshire Hill, whether it's negotiations. I think there's a degree of arrogance that's crept into the Premier that I think is immensely disturbing, and it's not good for the state.
Well, comparing nurses last Friday night to the behaviour they took on the strike being criminals, that's putting a lot of nurses offside, and it's probably put a little bit more kerosene on the bin fire.
Well, it certainly has, Ollie. And again, the government probably has some good reasons why it's negotiating the way it is, but the rudeness and arrogance with which the Premier has conducted himself does him no credit. And it puts people offside, and it just displays to the people of Western Australia that he thinks he's above everybody else. And this is just one more example of that. Let's have a bit of honesty. Let's have a bit of truth, a bit of that gold standard transparency that Mark McGowan promised in 2017 in the lead up to the election that got him the premiership.
On that ministerial statement, though, the government does say that it's fair to say, quote, the previous Liberal government left an almighty mess for the incoming McGowan government with regard to PCH. So ultimately, Steve, is this your former government's fault?
Well, as I said a bit earlier, Ollie, there's credit to be shared all around and a bit of blame to be shared all around as well. The government in its statement today acknowledged that the previous government left them with a world-class facility. but it wasn't perfect. There were some issues with it, particularly around the lead that was leaching. Now, there's still an argument, Ollie, as to whether that lead came from some fittings or came from a broken off and part of the piping that the John Holland has always maintained was a source of that lead. So, I mean, we still haven't got an accurate reflection on why the money has shifted as it does, and perhaps there was some truth into what John Holland was saying.
Appreciate your time there, Steve Thomas, the Shadow Treasurer. Chris says $39 million to settle with the contractor now tells me the government didn't do their homework to assess the probability of success in defending the case. It is taxpayers' money. And an absolute shame. Our nurses, our aged care workers, our police are crying out for decent wages. Is our AG involved? If so, why was this situation allowed to drag on? Shame on you, Mark. We've been bullied into admission. I know commercial reality must prevail for $39 million to John Holland. It is a bloody disgrace. That is Chris's view. 133-882. If you'd like to have your say, you can put your questions to Yurko Ostowich from Main Roads, who's just driven by the studios. He'll join me here in just a moment. He's ready, waiting, and available to answer your questions at 26 to 4.